Our reading is taken from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 8, the visit of the Magi. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I may too go and worship him."
At Christmas, we often have different traditions in our families. And one of the things that my uncle does is each Christmas, he'll get a big jigsaw, big 1,000-piece jigsaw, and it'll live on the coffee table. And whoever comes round in an ordinary year would take part in the jigsaw as you're having a cup of coffee and chatting until the jigsaw is completed, hopefully before New Year. The other year, it was a London tube map, which sounds really easy until you realise that most of the London tube map is white. The Christmas story, in many senses, is like a great big jigsaw. There's Old Testament prophecies of how and when and where the coming Messiah would be born. And as we look at these and begin to piece them together, we get a bigger, more fuller picture of the truth of who Jesus is. And then as we read in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke of the coming of Jesus, we see a combination of things. We see unclean shepherds arriving to visit Jesus. We see them bringing sheep, a sign and a symbol that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We see the Magi arriving from the east with their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, gold to show that Jesus is a king. Frankincense to symbolize God is with us, and myrrh to symbolize that Jesus would in fact one day die to save us from our sins. In many ways, the Christmas story is like one great big jigsaw that we are piecing together. But there's one piece of our jigsaw that just doesn't really seem to fit. When we read the Christmas narrative, there's one piece of the jigsaw which never really makes it into our kids' nativities. It's not a picture on the front of our Christmas cards, and that is the person Herod. See, Herod was a leader of the Romans, a self-styled person who said he was a king of the Jews. He ruled over the Jews. He was half Jewish. He'd been a successful leader in his time at Herod. But Herod is an insecure leader, and upon hearing that a baby has been born who is to be the king of the Jews, Herod is filled with jealousy and rage, and he wants to know where this baby is. And when the Magi trick him and don't go back and tell him where this baby is born, Herod sets out to kill every newborn baby in the land in the hope that he might find the one. Many people don't want Herod to be in the Christmas story. In the message of joy and hope and peace at Christmas, the inclusion of Herod seems to be a difficult one, something we pass over. So why is Herod included in our biblical story? Because the problem is, he does fit in our jigsaw. Why is Herod included? Because the reality is, we live in a broken and dark world. Since that moment when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, human beings have got things wrong. Our world is filled with corruption and evil and darkness. And the coming of Jesus in the midst of that reminds us that Jesus came to fight against the powers of sin and evil and death. And Jesus, through his death on the cross and resurrection, is victorious against the dark forces of evil in the world. So Herod is included in the story. So let's look in a bit more detail. Well, the Magi first began their journey when they saw a star in the sky. Now, we often think that the Magi simply followed the star at that moment, but what scripture tells us is that a new star had appeared in the sky, and through that academia, through their knowledge, through their reading, through their understanding, they knew that that meant a new king had been born. But they didn't follow the star anywhere at that point. They knew from their learning that a new king was going to be born, and he was going to be the king of the Jews. And so they go to where they think the most obvious place is. Herod's palace. Where else would the king of the Jews be born than in the current ruler of the Jews' palace? So they go and they speak to Herod. And Herod asks them some questions. In verse 4, Herod asks where the baby will be born. Then in verses 7 and 8, he asks for some more details. And of course, Herod had the wrong motives, but he still asked some questions. It's like he had all the pieces, but he'd picked up the wrong ones. He'd put them in the wrong place, in the wrong order. And I wonder how many people in life do the same thing. I often hear people say things like, well, I'm a good person. You know, surely good people go to heaven. But the reality is the Bible tells us all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. In his day, Herod in some ways could have been a good leader. He'd had great victories. He was someone who was manipulative, but he was someone who'd now become insecure and narcissistic in his old age. And now he's threatened by this arrival of a new baby. And so in some ways, Herod asks the wrong questions. Maybe a better question for Herod would have been, which star did you see? Because it's from this point on that the star moves over Bethlehem and the Magi begin to follow. You know, Herod, with the knowledge that he had from the answers that the Magi gave, from the chief priests and the teachers of the law who were at his beck and call, Herod simply didn't ask the right question or find the right answer. Now, we know it's a good job he didn't, and we know that this was all God's plan to protect Jesus and throw the Magi off course. And later, God sends an angel to speak to the Magi to go home the long way round, and he sends an angel to Mary and Joseph to tell them to take Jesus to Egypt. But the concept here is interesting for our world today. How many people in this broken, corrupt and hurting world are asking questions of life and death, especially this year, but they're asking the wrong questions or looking in the wrong places. In fact, maybe you're here tonight and you have been asking questions about the future, about life and death. Maybe you've been looking, maybe you've been searching for meaning in life, but you've been looking in the wrong places. Or maybe you've been following the wrong thing. Are you following Jesus, the bright morning star? Jesus, who in John 14, verse 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Just as the star was visible for the Magi, and presumably Herod too, so God has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. He's revealed himself so that all are welcome, so that all are able to see and to know. You know, people often say, you know, I believe in God if I get a sign. Jesus is the sign. People sometimes say, oh, you're a minister, it's easy for you. But we don't have a hotline to God or a stone tablet with all the plans on for us, no more than anybody else. We simply have God's word, the Bible. We have prayer. We have direct access to God through Jesus, revealed in creation and one another. And that is available for all of us. God has revealed himself in Jesus. And all these pieces of the jigsaw, we begin to put together as we put together the jigsaw of our life. The coming of Jesus is good news to the corrupted world, because deep down, everyone is corrupted. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And all of us are going through life piecing together the jigsaw of our own lives. Some bits fit, but maybe they're in the wrong places. Some bits are sometimes the wrong way around. Sometimes we need to find a different piece of the jigsaw in order to realize that one piece has been in the wrong place or the wrong way around the whole time. Maybe today in the jigsaw of your life, you feel like there is a piece missing. Maybe it feels like every piece you try just doesn't seem to fit. Maybe you're longing for more. You know, maybe you have tried climbing the ladder of success, but it never really fitted. Maybe you've tried drugs and it's still not fitted. It's never satisfied. Or maybe you've tried drink, or maybe you've tried fame. Maybe you've tried technology and gadgets, but still nothing quite fits. You know, you can force it into place. You can see if it will fit there, but it never truly fits. So whether you're a good person in life trying to find meaning, whether you're someone in life who's trying to make a difference in the world, or whether your life in all reality has been corrupt and messy right now, the reality is the same for all of us. We all need a saviour. And that is why the coming of Jesus is good news to the corrupted world. Because the only piece of the jigsaw that makes it complete is Jesus. Jesus who came, who died upon a cross, and who rose again. For while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Is there a piece missing in your jigsaw tonight? Invite Jesus to fulfill the jigsaw of your life.